I'd like to talk more about the kind of people who visited the Circle Hot Springs during that summer, but being a boy of 15, why, I saw them all and remember very few. There was a mixture of, like I say, families, and there were single men came out and stayed for a week or two or so. Weekend parties arriving. Some of my school chums came out one weekend. They were older than I was. They were like maybe 17, 18, and partied a little bit. But I can't think of any names of anybody at that time. Perhaps Charlotte Ames would know more, since she worked in the lodge itself and came more into contact directly than I did. One of the things that, of course, at that time, you know, the average person in Alaska was a pretty independent soul. The old timers there, I recall it, miners. Those who came into the springs for a weekend to soak in the springs and get all the rust out of their joints. They were a particular breed. They'd been in Alaska for a long time. By 1935, some of these guys had come up in the gold rush and had been the Nome. And in that gold rush, and had been to Iditarod, and had been to the Koyukuk, and the Shoshana, and you name it. And this traveling around and this independent manner of living, go where you want, when you want, make enough to live on, keep out of debt, were the kind of people that were quite common out there. I remember, as I talked now, I do remember there was one fisherman, for example, who came over from Cordova after the fishing season ended and relaxed.